Good morning, everybody, and welcome here to Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And we're going to go ahead and start today's media availability in advance of Sunday's 22nd annual Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube. And we're joined by driver Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 M&M's Chocolate Bar Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. We'll open the floor for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start with Jim and then go to Kevin.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. Kind of a two-part question. The more contract extensions and the longer you've been at Joe Gibbs Racing and the more success you have, do you find it more and more unlikely that you can picture yourself racing anywhere else? And the second part of that is, aside, of course, from the success, what is it about JGR that has turned out to be a very good fit for you?
Yeah, certainly my relationship with Joe and JD and the family and everybody has, grown a lot over the years, and each and every year I feel like it gets better and better. With the time that I've been there since talking to them in the middle of 2007 to signing with them and being a driver for them since 2008 has certainly meant the most to my career. I feel like it's been a lot of Joe, a lot of the team members at Joe Gibbs Racing as well too, the engineers and the fab people and a lot of the guys that are familiar faces that love it there just as much as I do, that don't go anywhere. So, it's all about relationships. I feel like the relationship with M&M's has continued to get better and has grown over the years, and as well as Toyota. And I've got a lot of friendships there. So with all of that, obviously I don't know that you never say never, but I don't know that you'd ever really see myself drive anything different than a Joe Gibbs Racing number 18 M&M's Toyota. So hopefully it can all stay that way, and we know it's going to stay that way for the foreseeable future here, and I'm certainly looking forward to that.
We'll go next to Kevin, then to Matt, then to Woody.
Kyle, with the new aero package, will you get a feel I'm over to your right. Will you be able to get enough of a feel through the practice you guys did a few weeks ago in these next 2 days, or will you really not know until you get out there on Sunday?
Yeah, I think with the test that we had here, we certainly got some interesting data from that and some good feel of what's going to happen, a taste of it at least. There was only 12 or 14 of us. I think when you have a 40-car pack, it's going to be a bit different. I think that today you're not going to see a whole lot of that. With practice being as short as it is, I think everybody's pretty much going to be in qualifying trim and trying to get their stuff set up for that. And then tomorrow you'll see some more guys getting out there and kind of fine-tuning your stuff maybe with some single car runs a little bit, and then you'll see guys wanting to get out there and get in packs and form up, probably 8 or 10 or more cars in order to see what you really have with around other guys and kind of learn and see what your stuff will do in traffic.
We'll go to Matt, then to Woody, then to Claire, and then up front.
Matt Weaver, Auto Week. I've got two for you, Kyle. The first one, you've expressed some concerns or criticisms about this package after the Vegas test. Is there something that you could see or expect to find that could somehow further legitimize it in terms of the racing product or how it challenges you that could change your mind a little bit?
Well, when I talked about it, we were just doing single car action and we were just doing single car runs when I was brought in the media center. So it was, wide open by yourself, not having a stress, not worrying about slipping or doing anything. So Atlanta was a bit different than that, with the racetrack being wore out and having to get out of the throttle. Here we ran a race run the second day that we were wide open for the last 8 laps of that run after the course of a 25-lap run. So, we got kind of single-filed out there. Austin was leading, and he won that one. With the action that kind of happens in the pack, though, like, you do have to get out of the throttle, you do have to work the air, you got to work your car, and there's some tense moments when you're side by side with guys. So there are going to be instances and there are going to be times where we crash. We saw that at the All-Star race. For as slow as the cars were and for as easy as we all said they were to drive, we're still going to run out of space eventually, and we are going to crash, and people are going to be like, well, they're not so easy to drive. Well, yes and no. We run into each other when two guys want the same real estate. That's going to happen. But overall, I think that whatever works, whatever is successful in being able to put more eyes on television and more butts in the seats, that's what it's about, to be able to put on a show.
And you revealed earlier this week that you're going to go back to Nashville to run the All-American. Do you see that guitar as being something that's important to you on the bucket list as far as your late model stuff?
Yeah, I love late models, and being able to go run the super late model divisions across the country, go run some particular racetracks. I've run Nashville once before. Yeah, and we were really good, really fast that day. Actually, what's funny about that is Chris Gavehart was my crew chief, so we know how good my car was because we know how good Chris was, right? And so I certainly would have loved to have won then, but I still like going to some of these places and being able to race against some of the best competition in the late model world. So I like the opportunity to go to Nashville. Took him up on that when the dates kind of worked out that I could make it, and so we'll go do it.
Woody came with MRN. Kyle, just wanted to look ahead a week for Phoenix with the flip-flop of the start-finish line there and with this new package. How different were the restarts there last time, and how much do you think this new package might impact what you see when you go back there?
Yeah, restarts were for sure different last time, you know. A lot of guys kind of cutting the dog leg and stuff like that. It was for some interesting moments and things, and you kind of saw that in the truck race, the Xfinity race, and then again in the cup race. So, we won that one, which was great for us as a team and being able to secure our spot to the final four. We come back here now in the springtime, and it'll be, I'm sure, a little bit different of a track and obviously a way different of a aero package and things that we'll all have to figure out and kind of see what's in store for us when we get there.
Claire?
Claire Beelang, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. Can you talk about qualifying and with, you know, cars grouping up and the way this racing will be? Is qualifying any more important?
Qualifying is important. I guess you get to take home a cool trophy if you sit on the pole. So that would certainly be nice. But, overall, I don't think it pays you anything anymore these days. So it's just the pit selection and things like that. But with this package, I would assume that, like we saw last week, I think Brad started in the back, Joey started in the back, and those guys were able to drive up to the front and have fast race cars. So I think that, you'll see some of that. Guys will be trimmed out and being able to go fast for a few laps, and then, they'll be the goers, if you will, So I think that's what kind of makes this package a bit more interesting, and it's certainly going to be what makes qualifying interesting. And what guys are going to do? Are they going to do what we all used to do with trucks, is go down and sit at the end of pit road and wait till the last possible second that you can to just barely cross the start-finish line with enough time to be able to complete one lap to get a time in? I don't know if that'll work or not, but we'll see what everybody's doing. You got to be game for anything right now.
And one other quick thing. What does it mean to you that Mars has stuck by you throughout your entire career, thick and thin? You know, there have been ups and downs of your personality, right? But they've been there throughout the whole time.
Yeah, I think what's most special about that is as we've grown over the years, and the reason why it's worked as well and has stayed is they know who I am, more of a person and not just a competitor. You know, a guy on the racetrack and going out there and competing and being fiery when things don't quite go right. You want to win each and every one. And they certainly understand those moments, and some of them maybe not as understanding as others, which is understandable. But for myself, with them and the family and stuff, we've certainly had a lot of fun and had a great relationship. I mean, me and some of the grandsons, we went to the Super Bowl together. We were hanging out all weekend long and having a great time. So, it's always enjoyable for me to see those guys and to hang out with them. And then also just the relationship of being able to go out there and succeed and sell candy. That's where it comes from. If we weren't selling candy, then we wouldn't be doing our job. We've got the NASCAR programs that are involved in a lot of their stores, their C stores, their grocery stores, and many of other things that they've got going on that gives them the business sense and the acknowledgement that NASCAR does work.
We'll go up here, we'll go up front here, and then go to Davey, and then to Mark, and then to Bob.
Matt Rybaltowski with Sports Handle. Kyle, congratulations on your great start to the season so far. Being from Vegas, what are your thoughts of the sports betting expansion around the country, and what do you think about so-called in-race prop bets where fans can bet on your, say, average speed per lap or how fast you go through a pit stop or things like that moving forward?
I don't know all the different things that you can bet on, but just a couple of those instances, that sounds quite interesting, and it just means that you better be paying attention all the time, right? And knowing your sport and knowing what you're betting on and being smart about your bets and stuff like that. So I for the first part of the question, I think it's an awesome opportunity for us as a sport to see some growth and to see some new eyeballs and to see some people that are interested in actually what's going on here, and for them to have an opportunity to be able to kind of make some bets, make some money. and do some of that stuff. And so I think that there's all kinds of positives from that. And then the in-race stuff certainly makes it more interesting. Some of the fantasy stuff, you know, you can also like bench a guy through a race or bring him back out of your garage or whatever it's called. I don't know. But obviously, again, it just kind of keeps the eyeballs on the television and keeps people watching and in tuned.
Definitely. And as a quick follow, how open would you be to being sponsored by, say, a casino or a sports book?
I'm from Las Vegas. I don't know why we haven't made that happen yet. So whoever's out there and listening and we don't have a deal, call me.
We'll go next to Davey, then to Mark, then to Bob, then to Lee.
Hey, Kyle. Davey with Front Stretch. Davey Siegel with FrontStretch.com. So you've also won here before, but what would it mean to sweep the weekend here, obviously being your home track?
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet. You know, every time I run a triple, that's the only thing that you kind of think about. But, you know, you must first win the first one to win the second one to win the third one. So, you know, first things first is the truck race. I think we've got a really great Cessna Toyota Tundra. I'm looking forward to the truck race tonight. But overall, just, you know, the opportunity to be able to do that. When Vegas talked about having a second race here and having both events being triple header weekends, I was actually really, really intrigued to have both weekends be triple headers for me. But unfortunately, with the restrictions on the Xfinity and truck, I can't run the fall race here, but I got it going on for the springtime, so I'll take advantage of it when I can.
Mark?
Mark Arrow, PRN. Next week when you go to Phoenix, how different, how much maybe more fun these cars are going to be? You got all the horsepower and some more downforce.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly. You know, Phoenix being a short track, it's everywhere we've been so far. Now it's getting into throttle on time. You know, making sure you're in the gas, and sometimes it's making sure that you don't get all the way out of the gas. So, being at a short track, going to Richmond, going to Phoenix is going to be you know, an interesting thing because we're used to being out of the gas and on the brakes and, you know, pedaling the vehicle through turn four now and making sure that you're not too loose or whatever it might be. So I don't really know, you know, how the cars are going to react in traffic. The cars with the more downforce now create a bigger wake. The spoilers are taller, so the air coming over the top of the car hits that spoiler and goes higher. So it takes longer for the vehicle behind it to see that air the closer that it gets to the car in front of it, right? So the aero effects are going to be greater, and you know, we'll just have to see how all that translates to Phoenix and obviously to a flat mile racetrack.
Will you like having some throttle response these races here? You're talking about not
because you'll be with the 750 package. Yeah, I mean, the Denny tested out there in Phoenix, and he was like, it feels restricted, you know. It doesn't feel like a 750 like we're used to, I would say, probably 830 last year or whatever it was. So it's still a little bit of a reduction on what we used to have.
Bob?
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. I know you signed a year before your contract was up, but, like, did other teams make any runs at you? And, I mean, how would you characterize maybe the negotiations with Gibbs?
I didn't go after anybody else. It was just, you know, they have a window in the deal that I am I'm restricted to them only, to negotiating with them only. And as we were going through the negotiations, that they were very receptive, and I was very receptive to all the things that we were looking from one another. And so there was never a need to have that window expire and then to be able to go test the free market. So I think that just shows you and tells you that the belief and the truth that we have in one another and the relationship that we've accumulated over the years, that myself and Joe can normally put our big boy pants on, sit in a room, and do a good deal. And I think we did. It's a good deal.
We'll go next to Lee.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. Some of the people I talked to this week, they said that restarts will be more important than ever. How will the dynamic of restarts change with this package and with you being one of the best restarters in the business? You know, can you kind of take us through that?
Well, last week I thought was really interesting. You know, both lanes were more equal than they have been in years past because the outside lane didn't spin its tires as bad because of the reduced horsepower. It was easier to keep up side by side. We saw it in the truck race, guys really bad on the outside, and the Xfinity race really bad on the outside just because of the wheel spin. But as the cup race was, with going through the corners, and stuff and having the increased downforce and the increased grip, there were times where guys were on the bottom, and then there were times where guys were three lanes up, and I was like, well, the middle's open, so I took it, and you stuck. You know, you might come out of the corner three wide still, or you might come out of the corner and you're on the bottom, but you want to be on the top. So it's just all a new thing, and it's a challenge for all of us to kind of figure out and see what's all going to happen. But I would anticipate Vegas being similar to that in the regards of just guys going wherever they can go to make up ground. And there's going to be times where guys are stuck side by side, and they'll be running into the back of one another to be bump drafting them, to be push drafting them down the straightaways if possible. But we've all got to be careful with that because, you know, you can get loose on the straightaway, turned on the straightaway pretty easy with bumping.
And your brother would love desperately to win this race as well, but he has a career best qualifying effort here, but it's also his career worst finish. Mm. How, I guess, crippling is the stress when you're trying to win in front of the hometown crowd?
Yeah, I never knew if it would happen for me. Obviously, I have one that I still want to get and don't know if it'll ever happen either. So there is a stress in going into those events, but for myself, I was fortunate enough to get that done in 2009 here at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway to go to Victory Lane. So that felt good, you know, to just kind of be able to come back here years after and to just be able to go out there and race and not have to worry about the stress of winning that race. But you still want to win. I mean, we want to win every single one of them. That's for fact. But overall, when you come to the hometown and we watch this place be built from nothing, that it just means that extra more to you.
Kyle, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the new deal, and good luck this weekend.